Koen. Zo van, het zielige, lelijke Daffy hinkt op zijn pientere pootje, weet je wel?
Ah, ja.
Ah, ja, Paul, zeg maar. Ja, hoor.
Ja, ja, en dan komt daar Bulletje Begijn als klein duiveltje in zijn vader zijn sproeivliegtuigje overheen daveren dus een hele tijd, hè?
Doof, stokdoof, kwartier lang duikvluchten, als een kwartel.
Ja, en van die herrie dan, daarvan groeien dan de lelijke Daffies dus uit tot een groep van lastige zwanenburgers dus, hè? Je weet wel. En die rammen Schiphol even leeg dan. Dat was de bedoeling tenminste, zeg maar.
Zeg maar, ja, ja. En daar beginnen de heren dan even op het publiek in te rammen, zeg. En dat met natuurlijk terug, dat ga
je
eens.
Je middenstanders?
Mijn genodigden, nee, die waren al lang gesmeerd, zeg. Nee, dat tuig, dat toeristentuig, dat vondelgaaiers, die parkslapers, waar meneer hier dan weer voor gezorgd had.
Ja, nee, ho ja. Even, dat had jij gezegd, dat had jij besteld, waarachtig.
Toeristen? Ik had bussen toeristen besteld.
Ja, maar jeugdtoerisme is ook toerisme, chef.
Toevallig ja, ja. Wel, ja. De moeite die wij gehad hebben om die mensen hier naartoe te krijgen, zeg.
Ja, hoe is dat gegaan eigenlijk,
nou? Nou, beroep op hun sociale loyaliteit, Koen. Zeggende van, jullie laten je inpakken door de autoriteiten, vogels. In het Vondelpark mag alles, nonder u. En daaroverheen, dan nog even de slagzin in het bos van Piet, mag het niet. Nou, toen waren ze meteen bereid in de vuilniswagens te stappen, hoor.
Ja, mijn toeristen, de helft. Joyrijdend in de gemeentelijke vuilniswagens.
Dankzij de zwijgende toestemming van de vader van Geintje van der Kring. Die heeft daar het beheer over, hè, de vader van Geintje van der Kring. Maar ja, het was een regief uit Koen, inderdaad. Dat wij van de veronderstelling uitgingen dat deze vogel zich door enige lastige zwanenburgers het bos van Piet zouden laten uitslaan. Dat hadden wij kunnen weten.
Ja, ter helle. Ter helle, bos van Piet, hoor. Voor de rest van de zomer vol parkslapers. En de hamerpuitjes van het winter. Ah, Rinderman, als je het over een damslaper hebt.
Een Rinderhamer is volgende omhoog, hè? Ja, die is er, lieverd. Ik geef je hem even.
Ja, dankjewel. Bils hier. Ja, meneer Rinderman, sympathiek dat u even bent. U bent gebeld van de zijde van wie, zegt u, meneer Rinderman? Van de zijde van enkele middenstanders, zegt u. De orders voor nieuwe puitjes. Nu al, hoe dat zo, meneer Rinderman? Een bende muitende bos van pietslapers heeft vanmorgen vermiedelingen aangericht in het winkelcentrum. Zegt u, ah!
Okay, play it. Life song of the family song. They say he's living in LA in the Crenshaw area. That's considered to be a rough area. He lives in Minnie's there. He's a pretty good artist.
Oh, whatever happened. Baby, down. him briefly this evening. Just enough to sustain the plants until tomorrow. Branches scrape across the tiles. Smiles seem my little as clockwork.
About the pirate Hawkins, and you said he was a very great man. You teach the youths about the pirate Morgan,
and you said he was a very great man. So you can't blame the youths of today. You can't fool the youths. You can't blame these youths, none at all. You can't fool.
Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Mysterious radio signals are attacking Angel 1 and 2 on board the Challenger. Humans are immune to the transmissions, therefore the Angels have returned to orbit Paradise in an attempt to persuade Telson, Shana, Darv, and Astra to return to the starship. But the four are not interested and have moved into their shuttle in order to resist the great flood that the Angels have engineered on Paradise. Earth Search 2, Part 3, Surrender.
Okay, Astra. Try it now.
Okay.
Dow, close it down.
Oh, I was right. It's not the filter system, is it?
Oh, no.
That's our reading on the control display. Mechanical failure status level B, catastrophic. Summons two grade A service androids to carry out repairs.
Well, it is no good looking at me. I am only a grade C android.
Blast. Here, you can start on these tools, George.
I am a farm gallery android. I am not programmed.
Any luck, Garth?
No. I don't suppose you packed four grade A service androids when you and Shana left the Challenger?
As bad as that.
Worse.
Yeah. Someone operated the purification controls while the system was in the filter cleaning mode. Everything afloat around us was sucked into the pumps.
Do we know who did it?
No.
Well, it wasn't Bran. Shana and I have told him to stay away from here.
And it wasn't Elka. Unlike Bran, if Elka's
Look, it doesn't matter who it was. It's done.
So now we've no distillation plant, and therefore no drinking water production.
Mm. Did you check the tanks?
Yes, 50 tons. Enough to last the six of us well over a year, so there's no immediate
panic.
But
we need 5 tons a day for the animals, and the two elephants alone need... Well, you're not thinking of throwing them all into the water, are you, Telson? Well, you can't. Can he, Dove? Dove!
I'm sorry, Astra, but we've no hope of repairing this plant.
Their resourcefulness has to be admired, one. Using their freight shuttle as a floating home is an inspired move.
It merely defers their eventual capitulation.
Precipitating storms would endanger the lives of the two children. They have a water distillation plant, therefore they could live in the shuttle for an indefinite period.
Unlike us, humans do not have infinite patience, too. They tired of living on a starship as large and as comfortable as our Challenger. Therefore, they will be unable to accept the prospect of spending the rest of their lives in a space shuttle. Even if their surrender takes as long as 3 years, their children will not be too old for them to be trained to serve us and our great purpose.
If the attacks do not destroy us first.
They are too infrequent for us to consider them as anything other than a minor inconvenience.
That's the Challenger's echo centered on the screen. She's still losing height on each orbit. 200 miles now. Anything lower and she'll be running into atmospheric drag. And she's still flooding the radio spectrum when she's over the southern polar regions.
Which means that the angels are still melting the ice cap.
When will they give up?
They're computers, my love. They have unlimited patience.
The screen's gone haywire. Hey, we've lost computer functions.
Check the backup systems.
No, all crashed.
Power's still on, and we've still got the manual systems.
That'll be Bran messing about in the auxiliary room.
The computer systems are independent of the auxiliary room. Why is it, Astra, that when anything goes wrong, you always blame Bran?
Simple, because he's usually to blame.
Now, listen, Astra.
Listen a minute. Both of you.
All our computer-controlled systems have crashed.
I know.
What is it?
It's the same noise that Telson and I heard when we went back on board the Challenger. Telson.
Yes?
Put your hand on the hull's inner skin. Can you feel it?
Yes. It's vibrating in harmony with the noise.
Because what we're hearing is a harmonic. The entire hull of the shuttle is acting as a receiver.
So it's being caused by the angels.
I don't see how it can be. Being computers, the last thing they try to jam are computer systems.
Yes, and my hunch is that the technology generating that noise is way in advance of the Challenger's systems.
Computers are coming online again. Yeah, all computer systems fully restored. Huh. What does anyone make of that?
Telson.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Challenger's excursion terminal lights flickering when we first heard that noise?
They did more than flicker. They nearly went out. Why?
Well, supposing that Angel...
I do my best for you, dreadful people.
No way.
I fetch and carry, clean up after you and your appalling children, try to keep everything tidy. Now you've gone too far. This is an official complaint. Two complaints.
Go away, Tidy.
Not until I've lodged my complaints.
Oh, maybe we'd better hear him out, or we won't get any lunch.
I do my best to keep ahead of my cleaning and tidying schedule, despite these attempts at sabotage.
Tidy, what are you talking about?
And now you've started gagging me and messing up my coordination.
What?
It happened several times before the flood. They lasted for a few seconds, and I was prepared to ignore them. But not this time.
Ignore what?
I won't stand for it. Losing coordination like that and not being able to call for help.
What happened,
it's
Tidy?
It's disgraceful Tidy. The way you treat me.
What happened, Tidy?
All I know is that when it happens, I suddenly can't speak and I lose coordination. The one just now was long enough to prevent me from doing anything properly. It was dreadful. Dreadful.
What can you mean, Dove?
Turn around.
I've got another complaint.
Tidy, will you turn around a moment, please?
What for?
I just want to take a look inside you. Ah, yes.
That's my central intelligence unit.
Be careful, Dove.
That's right. Don't you go messing about with things you don't understand.
You see this? Tidy's central control unit consists of a conventional electronic intelligence package, which takes up most of the available space.
Yes.
But this tiny unit, squeezed in on this side and fed with oxygen, is an organic neural intelligence unit. It's just like our brains. Not much, but enough to give him some free will for the control of high-level functions, such as speech and coordination, without taking up too much room.
Tidy, did the same thing happen to George?
No.
George is big enough for all his functions to be managed by electronic intelligence units. It's the small, general-purpose androids that require the sophistication of some organic intelligence.
Yes, and Angel 1 and 2 are nothing but organic intelligences.
As you discovered when you got into their central switching room. Someone somewhere has got it in for free-will organic intelligence computers.
No, that's too much guesswork. Besides, it was only the lights that were affected when we boarded the Challenger.
No, Tilson, think back carefully to the Challenger's excursion terminal. We called the Angel several times, but Angel 1 didn't answer until several seconds after the pulsating noise had stopped. So what's the betting that those transmissions we heard are causing our beloved guardian angels some real problems? Okay, Tidy, you can go.
You've not heard my other complaint.
But we're going to.
I'm not cleaning up the mess the floods made in the freight bay.
What
is he talking about?
Not after all the work I've just put in cleaning out the animals.
Flood? The flood hasn't made a mess in the freight bay?
The flood one of these dreadful children has made by opening the dump valves on all the fresh water tanks.
What?
Oh, no!
Well?
Empty. Tanks 3 and 4 are the same.
We'll have to get the distillation plant working.
That's impossible.
We've got to try. We've no drinking water. And there's been no rain for days.
I've already told you the distillation plant is beyond repair.
We owe you an apology, Darv. It was Bran.
Oh.
Elka had nothing to do with it. He's just admitted it. He said that watching the water running out of the tanks was fun. Darv, I think Astra wants you to help comfort Elka. She saw the whole thing and thinks we're blaming her.
Oh, yes, sure.
It's something we've got to accept.
That we've no drinking water.
Oh, about Bran.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. I mean, it's not just this. There's been a whole string of incidents. Minor incidents, maybe, but they add up to...
Yes, well, right now I'd like to strangle him. But you can't read anything into the behaviour of a boy who's only 3 years old.
Do you love him?
Hardly when something like this happens.
I don't know how to put this, but I don't love Bran. Deep down, I'm frightened of him. Sometimes I can't help wondering what it is that you and I have brought into the world.
Two.
The attack caused some slight damage to one of my primary levels. It is being regenerated. Do you still regard them as a minor inconvenience, One?
I have reassigned our priorities. Establishing the source and nature of the attacks is now our highest status priority. Then we go to the source and use humans to destroy it. You must instruct the main control room androids to spare no effort in their attempts to determine where they are coming from.
It is difficult, One. The control room androids are surgical units with high organic intelligences. They are affected by the attacks. But their commander, Android Surgeon General Kraken, has reported that it may be possible that the direction-finding equipment will be able to pinpoint the source of the attacks.
Excellent.
Even if we do discover where the attacks are coming from, One, as we approach the source, so they are certain to get stronger, there is a danger that we will sustain damage that will take longer to repair each time. Also, there is the risk of permanent damage to Android Surgeon General Kraken because he has the highest level organic intelligence of all the main control room surgical androids.
Therefore, we must take immediate steps to force Telson's capitulation, even if it means risking the lives of the children. It is a calculated risk. We have no choice.
Darv and I have lashed down all the largest animals. At least they're not in any danger of injury now. Can't you do anything about those children?
We've tried.
Well, try again. Oh. I told you to make everything secure.
Oh, look, we've been trying to comfort the children and keep the shuttle's nose into the wind. We can't do everything.
The moon's gone. Something's brought it out the moon.
It's a tidal wave.
Everyone, grab hold of the restraint harnesses and hang on. She might roll right over.
Astra, listen to the children. They've had no water for a day now.
What about the fruit?
They've had it all.
You promised we'd never surrender, never.
Astra, you're right. We should never give in to them. But we've got to think of Elka and Bran. They're growing children.
So what's it to be, Astra?
Very well. Do whatever you have to.
Angel One, this is Telson.
Hello, Commander Telson. Go ahead.
You win, One.
We hope that you're not in any immediate danger, Telson.
No, but we could do with some rain.
Very well, Telson. That will not prove difficult. We will dispatch an android-controlled shuttle to set down on the water beside your shuttle in 2 hours.
We will fly ourselves up to the Challenger, Angel One, using this shuttle. You no doubt will be pleased to know that the tidal wave you sent caused no serious damage. And we will depart from dry land.
That will not be possible, Telson.
Then you will make it possible, One. You brought about this flood, and don't waste my time by pretending innocence. Therefore, you can reverse the process. Is that not so?
Yes. But why is it important?
This planet has been our home for 4 years. We've come to love and respect it. And we have no intention of allowing you to leave it in this state. Also, we have a freight hold filled with breeding pairs of animals that we want to survive. Either you agree to reversing the Flood One, or there's no deal.
Very well, Telson. The Flood reversing program has already been initiated. The salinity of the floodwater is extremely low. Therefore, the vegetation on the reappearing land will recover quickly.
What land and where?
The continental landmass that you settled on will reappear within 6 days. We have a deal, Telson.
We have a deal, Angel One.
Go back on your word, Telson, and you will have to cope with something far worse than a flood. Let there be rain. Angel
2. Close down main engine.
Excursion terminal air pressure equalized.
Welcome back to the Challenger.
Telson. Two service androids armed with PD weapons near the personnel airlock.
Then we don't take the children out. If there's another of those transmissions...
Yes, all right. Angel One, we stay in the shuttle until you get rid of those units.
They will not harm you, Telson.
In that case, you can get rid of them. We're armed with PD weapons as well, and we intend keeping them. So if you want to avoid trouble...
Very well, Commander.
Darv, shut off the main power supply to all the communication channels. I want to make certain the angels can't hear us.
Okay. Communication console's done.
Tidy?
What?
You're to stay in here and look after the children while we're gone. And you don't let them out of your sight for an instant. You don't leave the shuttle under any circumstances. You don't talk to any androids. You don't talk to the angels. And you don't let anyone into the shuttle except us. Is that understood?
I suppose so.
You're not suggesting that we leave the children.
Yes. I want you all to wear PD weapons.
Telson, we are not leaving the children.
What I have in mind will require all four of us and is certain to lead to trouble. It would be better if Bran and Elka remain here.
What do you have in mind, Telson?
We seize control of the ship by eliminating the surgical androids manning the main control room. But first we will do what Shana and I did 4 years ago. We will go to the Angel's central switching room. The difference is that this time we won't hesitate to destroy them.
admit it, Telson. We're lost.
They may have rebuilt most of the ship, but these corridors are much the same as I remember them.
I think it's this junction. And if we follow the main fibre optic trunking, we're certain to come to it.
Why aren't there any angels' voices or visual terminals down here? You said that the entire corridor complex was nothing but terminals, and that the angels generated hallucinations.
I don't know.
Yes, I found it.
What?
Oh, look.
This is it. A simple sliding door, no locks.
What did you expect?
There's nothing here.
What?
They've moved it.
Oh, no. Listen, it's another transmission. If we can find the main control room before it's over, we might be able to take command without opposition.
No, wait a minute. Those two armed androids we saw when we arrived in the excursion terminal...
What about them?
Well, if they were crewed units, they won't be affected by this transmission. But Tidy will be.
A one-minute attack, Two. The longest yet, but I turned it to our advantage. Two.
Apologies, One. I was conferring with the main control room. Two of my higher levels for simultaneous interfacing have been impaired by the attack.
For how long?
Regeneration will be completed within 1 hour. I have good news. Android Surgeon General Kraken has carried out a study of the attack damage to the computers that control the direction-finding systems. The subsystems covering Sector 7 of this star cluster have sustained the most severe circuit overloads.
Which suggests that the attacks are being transmitted from Sector 7.
Precisely, One. There are two possibilities. Either Sector 7 is where the true Earth is, and it is they who are propagating the attacks, or they are being broadcast by an alien technology.
Agreed. But I doubt if the Earth has retained the technology to transmit such sophisticated attacks against computers. Our prediction is that the Earth is emerging from a new dark age. But we have first to destroy whoever or whatever it is causing the attacks. Therefore, Sector 7 is our next destination. How far is it?
It is a group of stars at a distance of 11 light years. 6 months acceleration to cruising velocity, 15 years at cruising velocity, and a further 6 months deacceleration will take us into Sector 7 space in 16 years.
Excellent, Two. You will issue instructions to the main control room immediately. I also have good news. We now have possession of the children. Their names are Bran and Elka. My preliminary examination of them through a nursery android suggests that they will be ideal for our purpose.
You incompetent, bungling tin box! What happened?
Well, it's obvious by that huge hole, isn't it? Just as my coordination went, two low-grade portaging units blasted their way through the side of the shuttle and grabbed the children and all the spare PD weapons and the two I was wearing.
So what do we do now?
For the moment, I don't know, Darv. I just don't know.
Their shuttle is damaged and cannot be pressurized. Therefore, it will be a simple matter to evacuate the atmosphere in the excursion terminal.
As soon as the pressure drops, they would merely climb into their mobility suits. Besides, we cannot afford to dispose of any humans until the source of the attacks has been destroyed.
But the four of them have two PD weapons each. They could launch a determined attack against the main control room.
The new bulkhead layout would defeat them, too. It will be impossible for them to find it. We must get a surgical android close to them with a tranquilizer gas capsule.
There's no point in doing anything until we have a properly thought out plan of action.
But it's obvious what we've got to do. Elka and Bran are being held in the nursery where we were brought up.
Listen, Astra. For all we know, the angels moved the nursery when the Challenger was rebuilt.
Telson, there's a surgical android approaching on this side, and whatever it's carrying, it isn't a flag of truce.
Oh, gas grenade! Someone, quick!
Oh. Android Surgeon General Kraken reports that deacceleration is complete. We are now one light year from Sector 7.
Our relative approach velocity to Sector 7 must be reduced to 100,000 miles per hour, too. We must maintain a cautious approach until we have protected ourselves. Are you regenerating satisfactorily?
Yes, one.
It is infuriating that there have been no major attacks for 15 years, and then we are subjected to a whole series in succession. Clearly, we are dealing with an alien intelligence that has deliberately allowed us to come close to its home system. It is a trap that we will not fall into.
Android Surgeon General Kraken has reported that the attacks do not originate from a planetary system or even a star. He informs us that they emanate from Sector 7's interstellar space.
From space? He must be mistaken. Is it possible that the attacks have affected his judgment?
That is a possibility which is causing me considerable concern, One. But it is impossible to assess the degree of impairment. The recent attacks have made it difficult for me to communicate with him.
We must take immediate steps to protect ourselves, too. At least one of the children is 100% under our direct influence. But they are too young. We need the help of more experienced humans. Therefore, I propose bringing Telson, Shana, Astra, and Darv out of suspended animation.
Astra, you shouldn't move about so much until you've had your massage.
Only our suspended animation tanks have been used. I want to know what they've done with the children. Oh, Angel 1! Angel 2!
Shana and I were conscious before you and Darv. We've tried calling them. I found our clothes. No PD weapons, though.
More to the point right now is what's happened to us. How long have we been in suspended animation?
Tidy!
You're awake at last. About time. The trailing about I've done, wondering why I've been abandoned for so long.
Tidy? How long have we been in here?
I don't know. What with the recent spate of attacks messing up my coordination.
Well, you must have some idea.
Well, I suppose I could recount my number of visits. I've looked in on you every day. 5490 visits. That's just over 15 years.
Oh, what? No.
Why are you all staring at me like that?
Bran and Elka. How are they?
They both looked all right when I last saw them. I've never bothered about them. I don't know why, but you're the ones I've been worrying about.
When were they brought out of suspended animation?
You mean, how long have they been asleep in here?
Yes.
They haven't.
Oh,
they've been around for the full 15 years.
Oh, no.
Making everything untidy. Have I said anything wrong?
Where can we find them?
In the dining area at this time.
That's them. Over at the far table.
Oh, Darv, I think I'm going to be sick. That's Elka and Bran.
There's no doubt about it. This is stupid. All I can think of is how young and beautiful they look.
Hello, people! Oh, gosh, you must think it awfully rude of us staring at you like that. Only we've got used to seeing you floating in the SA tanks, with your skin all shrinkled and looking quite awful. Suddenly, you're real people. Oh, from your faces, I bet the Guardian Angels didn't show you holograms of us growing up, like they promised they would.
No, they didn't. And they haven't answered when we've spoken to them.
They've both been a bit flaky lately, not talking. We've been having some weirdness with some of the androids, too, going twirky.
Twirky?
Yeah. Oh, it must be an awful shock for you, suddenly seeing us nearly grown up.
Yes. I think that's quite an understatement, Elka.
Hello. Do I call you Darv or Dad?
I think Darv will do.
Right. Oh, gosh, I really can't believe you're all awake and talking at last. Hey, Bran, come on! Come and meet your parents. He can be a bit quiet at times, but he's always been like that. Oh, I'm not thinking as usual. I expect you can remember what Bran was like. Must seem like yesterday to you.
Yes, it does.
He's wearing a PD weapon, Telson.
Yes, I had noticed.
Bran, don't they look fantastic now they're out of the SA tanks?
Yes. I suppose they look fine. It would be best, I think, if I referred to you as Sharna and Telson. You have no objections?
No.
That is good. Telson? Sharna? We need a sensible working relationship between us.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I was trying to work out how old you both are, but my mind...
Well, I'm 19, and Bran is a year younger. Oh, gosh, this is fabulous. I can't tell you what a tremendous de-weirdness it's going to be having you around.
Why are we around?
Well, because you're here.
And where is here?
We are one light year from a small subgroup of stars in Sector 7 of this star cluster. Is that what you wanted to know?
Not really. Why were we put into suspended animation and not you two? And why have we been revived at this particular time?
To answer the last part of your question first, you have been revived because there have been a number of problems that require your help.
Okay. If I'm commanding the Challenger again, I shall check the main control room as soon as I've eaten.
No, Telson. I'm the commander of the Challenger now. You will obey my orders at all times. That goes for all of you. Disobey or question my orders, and I shall not hesitate to kill you. And furthermore, I shall enjoy doing it.
In Surrender, Part 3 of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray Sharna, Hayden Wood Dav, and Catherine Hurlbut Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka Jill Lidston, Tidy David Goodison, and George Stephen Garlick. Earth Search 2 is directed by Glenn Dearman.